us all. He'd howl at America's society's dividing wall. He'd howl at society from deep within his bowels as he released his earth-shattering howl. Howl. Days of black and white. To the end he stood up to the abuses of people's human rights. He came out fighting, not with fists but with words, and wrote some of the most powerful words ever heard. And wrote some of the most powerful words ever heard. Allen Ginsberg was a Buddhist and a Jew. He never wrote a lie, everything he said and wrote was true. He'd written that his own generation was destroyed by madness. I see this generation being destroyed by information over excess. He'd spent some seasons in hell, in mental institutions. They tried to erase his thoughts and desires with mind electrocution. 'Cause he liked men, they said, there must be something wrong. 'Cause men can't be effeminate, they must look macho and strong. Macho and strong. Macho and strong. He was part of the writers' movement called the Beats. Counterculturalists from their heads down to their feet. You'll all beat a retreat down south to Mexico then. And all came back as mind-altered men. Those substances freed your mind and made you see. The weight of the world is love that later spawned the hippies. You took a stand against the war and discrimination. Preached love and peace and liberation. Jack called you Karl Marx in on the road. There's so many stories with Jack still to be told. You went with Bobby to beside Jack's grave, where you sat down, talked, chanted and prayed. Alan's love for Bobby was a raging fire, but he could never return Alan's desire. But when he heard that Alan had died though, from the stage in tribute he played Desolation Row. Get all that obscenity nonsense out of your heads, out of your heads. Ginsberg's howl was of social importance, said the trial judge, about hidden alleys in the bowels of society, the real world full of corruption, suffering and pain. That's the real obscenity. He howled at societies, distorted face, and the oppression of truth that's such a bloody disgrace. He let out such a powerful howl. Society's walls came tumbling down. Howl, Alan, howl. called him an abuser, a chicken hawk. No one ever complained or came forward to talk. All aboard, the Vomit Express leaves at dawn. Take a seat, which side are you on? Which side are you on? As the walls all come tumbling down, all come tumbling.